The first round of additional secretary-level talks between Pakistan and Afghanistan has been completed, focusing on the implementation of decisions made during Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Ishak Dar's visit to Kabul on April 19. The discussion centered around key areas of mutual interest, including trade, transit cooperation, security, and connectivity. According to a statement from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Pakistani delegation was led by Additional Secretary for Afghanistan and Western Asia Ali Asad Gilani, while the Afghan delegation was headed by Mothi Noor Ahmad Noor, Director General of the Political Division of the Afghan Ministry of Foreign Affairs. During the talks, both sides recognized terrorism as a significant threat to regional peace and security. Pakistan emphasized the need for decisive actions against terrorist groups operating from Afghan territory, stressing that such groups undermine Pakistan's security and hinder regional development. The two delegations also reviewed the progress of various agreements, including the removal of the 10% processing fee in Afghan transit trade, the provision of insurance guarantees, reductions in scanning procedures, and the activation of the track and trace system. Additionally, the discussions covered the Uzbekistan-Afghanistan-Pakistan Railway Framework Agreement, with both sides agreeing to finalize it soon. The return of Afghan citizens to their homeland was also a key topic of discussion. The briefing revealed that since January 2024, Pakistan has issued over 500,000 visas for medical, tourism, business, and educational purposes. Both sides reiterated their commitment to facilitating legal movement of individuals across borders and enhancing bilateral ties. The next round of talks will be scheduled at mutually agreed-upon dates, with both countries reaffirming their support for strengthening sustainable cooperation to address shared challenges.